Hello again.
It's me, Dee. As usual, we're here to talk about nerd shit, and boy, do we mean shit. In this episode, JP, Maria, and Melissa talk about the 100th episode of Steven Universe, and boy, were there problems. I'll let you guys get into the episode in a little bit, but first, JP is going to let you guys know of some of the feedback we've got from you guys over the past couple weeks. Hope you enjoy.
Hey, this is JP Fairfield, and it's time for feedback. Most of our feedback today is from Twitter, so let's get to it. But before that, I do want to give a shout out once again to Enda Lauren for the great article that she wrote on thelearnfangirl.com, thelearnedfangirl.com. The article is called My Identity is a Brand, and she pretty much wrote about Nergaz Noir Network, and we're still pretty geek about that. So once again, thank you for shouting us out, and it was a great article. Make sure to check this out. So once again, let me go back to going over feedback. So once again, from a Twitter, at Angel Screen, I'm here for ISIS rant of folks bringing up Chicago for their violence porn. I's tired. Yes, I am tired too. If you didn't know, we talked about that in episode 242, All Spider-Man's Matter. So that was, make sure to check out that episode. And also, Angel Scream mentioned they only like their ladies crying and whispers white. Yeah, okay. Also about that episode. From Twitter user at Enda's Corner. Hey, Enda. Enjoys Nergaz Noir discussion of Preacher. Only got through about 5 episodes, but might get back in it. Yeah, so I don't see, I'm Team Tulip. Look, I just love Tulip. So once again, we talked about Preacher on episode 242. Next bit of feedback was from at Fight Me Podcast. Hi. They mentioned if you still need to process the Game of Thrones finale, peep this episode, Nergaz Noir. And that's episode 241. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you enjoyed that episode. Once again, y'all need to check out Fight Me Podcast. That's at FiteMePodcast. I felt like I should not spell podcast for you, but hey, there you go. But honestly, check out their podcast. I think they got about 4 to 5 episodes out now. I have to check again. Next bit of feedback is from at Sports Sex Sneaks. Take a look at the evolution of black girls in animation. Check out these 9. So they gave us a really cool link at theundefeated.com. So it's pretty much the evolution of black girls in animation. I will link this probably when the episode comes out. So, but once again, it's at theundefeated.com, evolution of black girls in animation. Then once again, some more feedback from at Enda's Corner. Listening to Nergaz Noir 241 and agree with Isis about Sansa. Like Carol on The Walking Dead, you see a woman have to grow hard to survive. Exactly. You see the evolution of growth between these characters. You see more of their thought process. You see how they had to kind of change how their outlook on their world to survive. So more feedback from at Enda's Corner. So we kind of did a throwback episode of 82, and Endo mentioned listening to episode 82, and Nagasa was talking about Gabby Douglas at the 2012 Olympics. Same subject even now. Yes, the same thing that happened in 2012, we are still talking about today in 2016, about them, pretty much about her hair, about her attire, everything. They were just nitpicking at this poor child, even though she is a Olympic athlete and is awesome. So, but, you know, can't have Black girl joy at all. So whatever. And then also Enda mentioned listening to Nergas Noir discussion of Preacher again. Thing I liked about Tulip is that she's good with kids and arts and crafts. Yes. Yes. So if you have not seen Preacher, I think, I don't know if it's the first episode or second episode, but she does a very interesting arts and craft project with some kids. So yeah. And that is, I think that's it for feedback. All right. So check y'all out later. Enjoy the rest of the show. This is JP Fairfield, and it's another episode of Nergas Noir Network, and I got with me Maria and Mel. What's up, ladies?
Hello.
Hello.
So we're going to start off with, it's going to be Steven Universe. So it's going to be spoilers, just a whole bunch of spoilers. I don't even...
If you haven't gotten to the 100th episode, which is the Bismuth episode, and you want to stay spoiler-free, you need to skip.
I'm just saying, because we're doing all the spoilers. So I don't know if we want to, like, just talk about that episode or just kind of go back a couple episodes and just how you want to do this. Or do we want to go straight to, oh my God.
I want to go straight to the Bismuth episode.
Okay. All right. So... I don't know about you, but I had, I felt conflicted about this episode because it's a lot happening, and a lot of that stuff that's happening, I did not appreciate. In some ways, it was I don't know. Okay.
It was an episode.
Okay, so I have mixed feelings because I did like the episode. I did like the episodes that they came out with this week. But I have issues with the Bismuth episode because I felt like it kind of gave into a lot of stereotypes. And I kind of felt like they made her up to be wrong party. Like, she was the person in the wrong. When, honestly, both people, both stances, both opinions were right in a way. So, I just... Honestly, it was like the angry Black woman trope. And that just turned me off from the episode so much.
I hated this episode.
Okay. Understandably.
So, like, Mel, how familiar are you with Steven Universe?
I love it. I'm, like, just a few episodes behind. I want to say I'm a week behind.
All right, so you don't mind if we spoil you then?
No, I'm good.
Okay, so you know all about how the Crystal Gems are fighting this gem war from the other gems on Homeworld, and how they were oppressing them and you know, killing them and stuff like that, right? So, in this episode, Steven is in Lion's Mane, which we all know is another dimension where he can hide things. And he accidentally unbubbles this gem, which is bismuth. And in my opinion, bismuth is coded as a black woman.
Yep.
She has rainbow locks. Her skin is darker, and she's voiced by Azo Aduba, which a lot of people know from Orange is the New Black, or from the Oz musical thing that came out earlier. So she voices Bismuth, and when Bismuth comes out, everybody's so happy to see her. They thought she had got separated, or something had happened to her during one of their battles, and they were just really excited to see her, and everybody loves her, and she's really affirming of everybody, you know, and she, we get to learn about her, that she met Rose, and Rose, because apparently Bismuth just, like, built, they're, like, architects and constructors and stuff, right? So they build habitats and towers and whatever, and Rose had encouraged her to do what she wanted to do, to build whatever she would like to do, and so Bismuth makes weapons, right? So they're like really cool weapons. So she gives each of the gems something for their weaponry to make it a little cooler, a little more lethal, you know. And even to, you know, for Amethyst, and you know, Amethyst has been going through her feels with her self confidence recently. And Bismuth is like, no, you're great. And, you know, she improves her whip and everything. So like everything is super cool. Everybody loves Bismuth. Bismuth is great. And she also makes jokes, puns with her name.
Yeah, which is super cute.
And so, you know, she asks about where Rose is, and you know, they kind of explain to her that Steven is Rose's son and everything. But she also refers to Steven as Rose, which is something Jasper does. So I'm wondering what that's about. But anyway, so she makes She shows Steven, like, this weapon that she had been working on back during the gym war, which was, like, 5,000-something years ago or something. So Bismuth's been bubbled all this time. And so her last memories are of the gym war, okay? Right? So she wakes up and it's been gone for 5,000 years. So she made this weapon that would not just poof gems, you know, get rid of their physical forms and turn them back into the gym, but it would shatter them. And Steven gets really, really upset about it. And he doesn't want to do it. And she's like, well, what are you talking about? She's like, these people have oppressed us for so long. Why don't we put an end to the war and shatter these gems and stop what they're doing? And it basically escalates until like she's fighting him. Cause it comes out that, she didn't get lost in that battle. She had shown Rose her weapon, and Rose destroyed her form and bubbled her.
And wait, not only that, did not tell any of the crystal gems what happened. She just said, oh, Bismuth is lost in the war. So Rose we already knew Rose was shady, but this just ups the fact that she is super shady and her leadership is like she continues, we continuously see examples of her lying outright to the gems for one reason or another. I don't know what those reasons are, but they don't seem, you know, cool. Like, I can understand the point that you wouldn't want to have a weapon that shatters gems. Fine. But the fact that she just straight out destroy her form and bubble her without any sense of trying to compromise or explain how, you know, like, I understand she don't want to go down to the levels of the diamonds, blah blah blah, and that the people who are in the war and most affected by the war are being controlled by the diamonds, and you don't want to shatter them. You want to, you know, at least try to save them or whatever. I understand that part. But everything else, I understand why Bismuth is upset. I understand why she's angry. I understand why when she meets Steven, she thinks that it's just Rose pulling another lie. That, you know, that's why she went back to calling Steven Rose. She's like, how do I believe that you're actually a different form? And this just not a different form to trick us and to lie to us and to hide the fact that you doing some shady shit behind the scenes. Like, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Rose Quartz end up being the fourth diamond that went missing. I wouldn't be surprised because, like, some of the shit that she do is kind of diamond-ish. Like, she's not too concerned about, you know, the implications of lying and just straight out, you know, using the crystal gems for what she seems as, you know, helping the crystal gems overall get out of oppression and saving the earth. Like, for her, the end justifies the means, but for anybody else, and it doesn't align to her goal and her plan, then it's a problem.
Right, like, she disagrees with Bismuth, so instead of trying to find a way to settle it, she just bubbles her and then tells nobody what happened to her. And that's just supposed to be okay.
Yeah.
And so Bismuth and Steven start fighting, and, you know, Steven's trying to tell her, you know, why he doesn't think this is a good idea. And then she's, you know, going off of him, like Jim was saying, like, how do I know this is not a trick, you know, whatever. And, like, why do you want to let our oppressors live and stuff, like, you know, to keep oppressing us for another day? Like, and, you know, so she feels betrayed again. And, you know, for her, the Jim War was literally yesterday.
Literally yesterday. Like, she's suffering from PTSD. Let's be honest. Let's all be honest. Yeah. You know, especially when she just got out of the bubble and you still tell her that home world is still coming after y'all, but y'all make it seem like y'all still at war, like the war. Not that, oh, you know, oh my God. I'm like, why would you tell somebody who just bubbled, you're supposed to ease them in, and they just like, oh yeah, home world is still after us, and think that they won't freak the hell out. And I just have questions about, okay, if, just like we have a thing of in Steven Universe that, you know, instead of just trying to fight our enemies, we're trying to open a dialogue and have a conversation with them, which is fine because it's always Steven talking to the enemy and not going straight to, you know, imprisoning them or fighting them.
What?
Because he somehow found a connection with them. But yet, with Bismuth,
in this fight,
it doesn't
he just bubbles her.
Right. I mean, he's trying, like, while they're fighting, he's trying to, you know, reach her. But considering that she's a lot closer to Pearl and Garnet, like, what? I mean, could he not figure out a way to, like, five, he had to protect himself. Whatever. Okay, whatever. I don't care. He had to protect himself. So after he bubbled her, couldn't he just say, hey, guys, this kind of happened, so can you kind of, like, find a way to talk to her, you know, without me around, because I might trigger her? You know, something like that. Why is that not happening? Because if she's close,
right, so he,
if she's close to Garnet and Pearl, they could probably be able to reach her better than Steven will, because Steven represents Rose, who fucked over Bismuth.
Right. And he stabs her with Rose's sword.
The other gems, what he did.
Yeah. And then bubbles her and puts her back in Lion's mane. And it's just like, so Steven gets to decide who gets to be rehabilitated and who doesn't?
Right.
Yes, he did tell the other gems.
I guess he did, because he made that promise. Because she's like, I think she was like, I wish you just shattered me in the war, you know, instead of not telling my friends, you know, what happened to me. And Steve was like, no, I'm going to tell them what happened. And I guess he did, because they had these sad looks on their face while they was putting her bubble away. But still, y'all couldn't just unbubble her in the safe environment and try to reach her then?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, how many times?
And like, why is it okay that he gets to do this? And then also, where is Garnet's future vision?
Look, conveniently not working for this storyline to go its course. Because, I mean, honestly, yeah. So, and then, like, and the fact that she switched so suddenly to, like, very kind and open, and then suddenly she's mad and attacking poor little Steven. And I'm just like, it's no build up to that. It just switched. And I'm like, wait, hold on. Like, I think this would have been better as a longer arc, because how can we side with Steven when we're introduced with Bismuth and she is so freaking awesome, and suddenly we're supposed to believe that she had this sudden switch and she's becomes violent and angry suddenly?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, she had this sudden switch because, like we said, she suffered from PTSD. Like, the gym war was literally yesterday for her. But she shouldn't have to be bubble for that.
They
kind of portrayed her like a big black brute, basically, that had to be put down by Steven because they disagreed about what they should do. And really, in my opinion, Bismuth is right. Why do we spend this time, you know, unless we're going to rehabilitate every gym, which clearly we're not going to do, then we need to be shattering somebody.
Right. And it's not like she wants to shatter all of the gems that are on Homeworld. She specifically say, you know, shatter the diamonds. She wants to shatter the diamonds because they're the one that are oppressing everybody. So I'm just like, you're not really hearing what she's saying. She's not saying shatter everybody. She's saying she wants to take this to the diamonds. She wants to shatter the diamonds. But we can't. We're too busy. You know, I don't know. This is some. I'm so over this. So, I'm just like.
And like, the more I think about it, the more upset I get about it.
Because look, Lapis was able to be let her walk off, even though she tried to drown Steven and his father. But Lapis could just walk off without getting bubbled. Like, Peridot.
Yeah, Lapis took the entire ocean.
Right. Peridot suddenly is our best friend. She didn't get freaking bubbled for a while. Like, ugh.
Jasper's still out there.
Well, they can't catch Jasper for some reason. I don't know. For some reason, they can't catch Jasper. You know, even, I don't know. Suddenly, we can't catch Jasper. So, I'm just like, what the hell? But Bismuth, she needs to be bubbled. And it's funny how the gems that cold, that do not cold as black, are the ones that get to walk away, even though they're still technically maybe the enemy.
Right. And ever since the show came back, they haven't really been doing anything with Garnet. You know, we did get that one episode about the twins. That was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like the characters who, you know, are voiced by women, voiced by black women anyway, seem to either kind of be out of control monsters or just not getting the development that other characters are.
Right, because Garnet codes as black. I feel like Amethyst codes as Afro-Latina. Pearl, that's a white girl. Some people say, oh, she codes as Asian. Whatever, that's a white girl. That's a white girl. I'm sorry, you can't tell me nothing. But yeah, so, and like, and so we're, and also the thing with Pearl, we're still cool with Pearl, like, it's, that's happening after Pearl did, so there's no, you know, repercussions for what she did to Garnet.
No, Pearl's totally back in the fold. It's totally cool.
There's no change in interaction, so it's just right back to where everything started. Like, for real.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, I'll still watch it in hopes that Bismuth comes back.
That's it.
But yeah. Mm.
So everybody I know is pretty, pretty angry at this episode.
Yeah, this episode was BS. But there was two articles that came out on Medium.com. The title of the first one is Discovering Yourself a Fan of the Problematic, The Tragedy of Bismuth. which is pretty good, and talks about the issues with that episode. Also, another article on Medium.com, all these black characters and zero done right, how Steven Universe fails its black fan base part one. So I probably will post those with when the episodes come out. But yeah, they're like, it breaks down like how pretty much Steven Universe is messing up the black coded gems.
Yep.
So much bullshit. I'm just, oh my God. I'm like, oh my God. You don't understand. When I saw that episode, I was like, afterwards, I was just like, what just happened?
Yeah. It's such a sudden turn. And it just, I don't know, see him like stabbing Bismuth through the chest. It's just, ugh. Especially with everything that's going on right now. I don't know. Just, I was like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. And then like people was like, oh, well, Steven's a child, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Fuck this. And why suddenly, like you mentioned earlier, suddenly Steven is being, you know, being groomed to become the leader. And I'm like, okay, it's one thing to groom him to be, you know, to try to get him stronger so he can protect himself. But it seems more like they're grooming him to be the leader. And I'm just like, you already got it. You already.
Yeah, yeah. No, they said that he's going to be, he's like their leader in training, basically.
But you already got a leader. But
he's still in training, though, so.
You already got a leader. It's Garnet. So she can't even keep her own freaking job. So what the hell? Why does Steven need to be the leader?
Do they ever.
Oh, go ahead.
I guess they never really explained that. Like, is it because he's Rose's son? Is that like a default thing?
Yeah, basically.
Does he even want to be the leader? Because it seems like he really don't.
Well, he's making leader decisions. I mean, it's up to, you know, he's the reason why Lapis is in Peridot is still there. They seem to be, you know, okay with him making those decisions, so. He's the reason why Bismuth is not there. So it definitely seems like, you know, his responsibilities as a leader are increasing, expanding. And they seem to be fine with it, so.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but yeah, so much. This whole episode was like a train wreck. Except for the first part when you introduce her, but then after that, they just went off the rails.
I hear Bismuth is supposed to come back. I don't know if that's just fans talking
whatever.
Or what, but
if she comes back, I hope she bubbles Steven.
And like, it really just kind of surprised me how everybody just went along with it. Like, as much as they were talking about how much they love Bismuth, they just were like, okay. Like, what?
Man, this is why I feel like she has, I swear to God, Rose have these people in Stockholm Syndrome, because she's like, from the grave, she's like, they're doing, you know, how she wants things to be done through Steven. Because I would at least question, like, well, can we just talk to her? Can we bubble her for a second? You can go, we just gonna put you somewhere else. Like, I would have did that. I was like, okay, I know it escalated. We gonna put you somewhere else. We gonna put her somewhere else. And we gonna talk this out. But no, just like, okay, Steven, I guess she's bubbled. What the fuck? And I was, and like the episodes this week were, you know, at least was decent. And I was like, oh, this gonna be icing on the cake. No, it's rage icing on the rage cake.
Right. I was really ready to, like, I was like, Bismuth seems like an interesting character. And, you know, I really like Uzo Aduba. Like, that'll be cool. And I really like the episode with Kiki. You know, where she basically learned to, like, saying no is not going to be the end of the world, and her feelings matter, you know, and stuff like that. And it's like, okay. And there seemed to be a little more Garnet in every episode, so it's like, okay. But this just really is just like,
And like, I really like any of the writers on that show better not say that no one should be upset for no damn reason. I swear to God. Swear to God. I don't even want to hear it. Don't even say it. Don't even think it.
They respond to fans about the song and stuff?
I don't know. I don't go looking for it. So, and maybe that's in my best interest, because I don't feel like having a rage quit shit. So.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show. Make sure you check out our website, nerdgasmnoir.net, to see all the links mentioned in today's episode. And see you guys again soon.